বন্ধু আর তুমি মিশে যায়। They can sit down also. See how I am being. One, two, three, four. Begin.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna Jaya.
Nama.
Apovitra.
Apovitra.
Pavitra va.
Pavitra.
Sarva.
Sarva.
Astyan.
Astyan.
Gato.
Gato.
Api.
Api.
Ba.
Ba.
Jap.
Jap.
Smare.
Smare.
Pundari.
Pundari.
Kakhyan.
Kakhyan.
Sha.
Sha.
Bhaiya.
Bhaiya.
Abhantaram.
Abhantaram.
Suchi.
Suchi.
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu.
You can chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
See again. Now,
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Don't you see how I did? Why you are doing like that? You did not see? Smile? Then why you are keeping in your hand the pot? Like, keep it in my hand. You should be intelligent. How to do it? Finish. I told you that you see, all of you see how I am doing. But why you are keeping this pot in your hand? Things if you cannot follow, then other things how you will be able to follow? Now do it, do it. Where is it? Do it as you like. If you cannot follow, what can I do?
Three drops.
Now one more.
Yes, that's it. John Helen. Like this. Apovitra,
Apovitra,
Pavitrava,
Pavitrava,
Sarva,
Sarva,
Vasyang,
Vasyang,
Tato,
Tato,
Api,
Api,
Ba,
Ba,
Ja,
Ja,
Smare,
Smare,
Pundari,
Pundari,
Takyang,
Takyang,
Sha,
Sha,
Baiha,
Baiha,
Mantaram,
Mantaram,
Suchi,
Suchi,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu.
Again, see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare
senses as far as possible, that is my life. This is bodily concept of life. And those who are a little more advanced, they are living on the mental platform. Philosophy, speculation, and poetry, literature, like that. There is mental plan. Somebody is actually having sense gratification directly, and somebody is reading about sense gratification and enjoying. So one is directly enjoying sense gratification body to body, they are grosser, and those who are enjoying on the mental platform, they are subtler, that's all. But the field of activities are the same. From mind, we come to the gross platform. Actually, our this body develops on the mind, situation of the mind. We prepare our next life, next body, on the situation of the mind. At the time of death, the mental condition will carry me to a different type of body. The example is given just like air carries the flavor or odor, bad smell or good smell, according to the place the air is passing. If it is passing on filthy place, then it will carry some air which is obnoxious. You will say, some bad smell. If it is passing on some rose flower garden, then it will carry some nice flavor. You will say, nice flavor. But this flavor is in subtle stage. Similarly, our mental condition will be carried. I am a spirit soul. I am covered in subtle body, mind, ego and intelligence. And then my gross body develops. This body of five elements. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. You should read very carefully. So, material existence means to live on the mental platform. That is, transferring me or helping me transmigrating from one type of body to another type. In this way, the living soul is eternal, but is entrapped by the material mind and gross elements, and he is forced to change place. As we are changing our body even in this life, from childhood to this grown-up body, see, this is going on. But actually, we are spirit soul, eternal. We don't require to be changed. We have got our eternal situation. Therefore, mantra means to get released from this gross and subtle stage of life. Mantra. Man means mind, and tra means deliverance. every mantra. All these Vedic mantras, they are meant for that purpose, to deliver the living entity from the mental platform. There are many practical examples. Whenever we psychology, thinking, feeling and willing, first of all we think in the mind, then we strongly feel, then we will, then we act. Acting is the last stage. Just like I want to construct a building. First of all I imagine, I shall construct such a nice building. Then I feel for it, then I will for it, then actually I begin the work and it comes out. In all activities. So, now what sort of feeling we should indulge in? That is the question. If we indulge in this material feeling, then we shall be continuing this change or continuing this transgression from one body to another. And so long we are in this material body, maybe either this body, somebody you have got European body, somebody have got Indian body, somebody or some other body, animal body, or demigod body, or microbe body, there are so many 8,400,000 of species of bodies. But the spirit soul is one. Their quality is one, but they are, according to the mental status, they are developing different styles of body. So mantra means to deliver one from. So what kind of mantra will deliver you? Vishnu mantra. Because Vishnu can give you deliverance. Vishnu or the Supreme Lord. Nobody can give you deliverance. Only Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Vishnu means all-pervading personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord. Take for example, just like one man is condemned to death. So, according to law, he is condemned to be hanged. Nobody can excuse him. Nobody can excuse him. But the king can excuse. He has got the prerogative. If the condemned person appeals to the king, and if the king thinks it proper, or like this man may be excused, then it is. He can be excused. I think this is the law in your country also. The supreme executive head can excuse. Similarly, we are under the laws of material nature and we are entangling ourselves in such a way that it is very difficult for us to get out of this process of transmigrating from one body to another. It is very difficult. We are creating another body, another body, another body, another body, another body. The only process to get deliverance from this entanglement of transmigration from one body to another is Vishnu. Therefore, this initiation means to re-establish your eternal relationship with Vishnu and thereby get yourself out of these material clutches and go back to Godhead, back to home, and enjoy that eternal light of bliss and knowledge. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement means to keep oneself always in Vishnu consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Then, at the time of death, if he keeps his Vishnu consciousness, and he will be immediately transferred to the Vishnu Loka or Krishna Loka, and his human form of life will be successful. So, now this Vishnu, this holy name of the Supreme Lord can be uttered by anyone. Apavitra, pavitrava. Either he is in contaminated state or he is in liberated state, it doesn't matter. He can chant. Apavitra, pavitrava. Sarvavastha. Sarvavasthan means in all conditions of life, it doesn't matter. But once begun, you cannot check it, then your progress will be hampered. Just like if you burn fire, ignite fire, immediately you get heat, there is no doubt about it. As soon as there is fire, there is heat. You feel there is heat. But if you ignite fire, at the same time pour water on it, then how you can have blazing fire? No. It will be checked. It will be checked. Therefore, if you want to keep the blazing fire, you should not pour water, which is against. Similarly, as soon as you utter the name of Vishnu or Krishna, you immediately become freed from all sinful activities. Results, reaction of sinful activities. Apavitra pavitra va sarvavasthangatu viva just maret pundarika akhang. Anyone who chants and remembers the Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, just maret pundarika akhang, so bhayabhantaram suchi, immediately he becomes purified, freed from the contamination of all sinful activities. That is a fact. But if you again commit sinful activities, then your progress will be checked. We should always remember like that. Don't think that because this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra will nullify the reaction of all sinful activities, so let me commit sin, and again, chant Hare Krishna, it will be nullified. This is greatest offense. Just like somebody goes to the church and he confesses his sinful activities. Of course, in the church, if one confesses his sinful activities, immediately nullified. But if you come out again, commit the sin, then what is this? This is not intelligence. This is not intelligence. If you have, just like you contaminate some disease and you go to the physician, he gives you some medicine. Your disease is counteracted. But again you contaminate and again come to the doctor, what is this business? This is not very good business. Therefore everyone should be very careful that so long whatever I have done, sinful activities, all, now it is washed off, because I am now initiated to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. But don't commit it again. That is our warning. Therefore, our students are placed not to commit these four kinds of sins. What is that? Illicit sex life and meat eating, intoxication and gambling. These are the four corners or four directions of sinful activities. If you indulge in these four things, then your volumes of sinful activities will simply increase. Now stop this. Stop this. Close this door. Don't enter again. Then this purificatory process will keep you intact and your life will be successful. Apavitra pavitra va sarva avasthangato piva jasmare punnarikakhyam sa vayabhandam. You see, you are now being purified, but don't commit any more sinful activities. Then they are very simple things. Illicit sex life. So in our society, there is no allowance for illicit sex life. If you want have sex life, then you get yourself married and use sex life only for begetting nice children, Krishna conscious children. Just like these children are born from the very beginning, they are becoming Krishna conscious. They are dancing, they are chanting. In this way, from the very beginning, their life is purified. So, human life is meant for purification. This life is not meant for amassing more and more resultant action of sinful life. So far animal life is concerned, they are not. Just like if you violate laws, because you are human being, you are punished. But animal is not punished because they have no sense. If you keep your car, keep to the left, if you keep your car on the right side, you are punished. But if a dog goes from the right to the left or left to the right, he is not punished because it is a dog. It is not under any law. So every law is meant for human beings. All scriptures, all Vedas, all law books, all statutes books, they are meant for human life, not for animal life. So the more we abide by the laws, the more we advance in human form of life. That is the principle. And the more you disobey the laws, either the laws of nature, laws of state, any laws of religion, the more you become animal. Therefore, in human life, there should be a restricted, lawful life, either in religious law or state laws or nature's law, then you will keep very fit for making progress in further developed consciousness. And the summit consciousness is Krishna consciousness. That is our original consciousness. That the original sky means clear sky. And the sky sometimes becomes cloudy, misty, foggy. That is not original. Similarly, except Krishna consciousness, except God consciousness. Any other consciousness means cloudy, cloudy consciousness. Just like the sky, except clear sky. Whether it is cloud or mist or fog or something else, this is not clear. This is contaminated. Similarly, any other consciousness, except Krishna consciousness. And what is Krishna consciousness or God consciousness? God is great, I am small, and I am dependent on God. This is Krishna consciousness and God consciousness. Never try to become that I am God, I am great. This is cloudy, misty. How you are God? Ignorance is God. You do not know what is God. Therefore you claim. There are so many rascals that cannot claim that they are God. A God is so cheap thing. No. God is great and I am small. Therefore my business is to abide by the orders of God, to become servant of God. That is my actual life. And the more we develop that life, the servant of God, that is perfect life. That is perfect life. The more you feel, the more you act as servant of God, that is perfect life. And the more we feel, I am God, I am servant of my senses, I am servant of my country, I am servant of my society, I am servant of my dog, so many things, that is adulterated consciousness. This is always thing that I am servant of Krishna, I am servant of God, and act in that way. So this initiation means beginning life in that consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Now, it is up to you to develop or to degrade. The spiritual master duty is, my dear boy, you write A like this, this way. That is. So the spiritual master duty is that. You do like this, you write like this. Now if you write like this and practice it very nicely, your handwriting becomes very nice and you are praised by everyone. And you have become an educated, literate man. Exactly like that. A spiritual master's duty is to give you indication, direction. This is the way of spiritual realization. This is the way of Krishna consciousness. He is always prepared to help you. Now it is up to you to take chance. Don't expect any miracle. You must work yourself for advancing in Krishna consciousness. It is a great science. So, if you work sincerely and seriously, then your life will be successful. You will also meet Krishna face to face. Just like we are meeting face to face, you will talk with Krishna. You will enjoy life with Krishna as the Krishna's cowherd's boy or the gopis, or Krishna's parents, or Krishna's other servants and friends. Similarly, you can become Krishna's friend, Krishna's servant, but either you become friend or servant or lover or parent, whatever you become, any relationship. That is the, in transcendental platform, they are all the same, on the same level. That we will realize as you make advancement. So, mantra means don't be mental speculator, try to follow the rules and regulation and the instruction, don't go by the dictation of the mind, then your life will be successful. Bandi.
Aham
Sri
Yuta Krishna,
Sri,
Sri
Guru,
Guru,
Sri,
Sri
Juta,
Juta,
Padakamalam,
Padakamalam,
Sri,
Sri
Gurun,
Gurun,
Vaishna,
Vaishna,
Vangstra,
Vangstra,
Sri,
Sri
Rupam,
Rupam,
Sagra,
Sagra,
Jatam,
Jatam,
Sagana,
Sagana,
Raghunatha,
Raghunatha,
Nitam,
Sri,
Sri Rupam,
Rupam,
Sagra,
Sagra,
Jatam,
Jatam,
Sagana,
Sagana,
Raghunathan,
Raghunathan,
Nitam,
Tam,
Tam,
Sajivam,
Sajivam,
Sha,
Sha,
Advaitam,
Advaitam,
Sha,
Sha,
Avadhutam,
Avadhutam,
Purijana,
Purijana,
Saitam,
Saitam,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
Devam,
Devam.
You are not chanting here. Yeah? You are not here. Try to chant loudly. Yeah.
Sri,
Sri
Radha,
Radha
Krishna,
Krishna
Padan,
Padan
Sagana,
Sagana
Lalita,
Lalita
Sri,
Sri
Vishakha,
Vishakha
Nitanscha,
Nitanscha
Namo,
Namo
Om,
Om
Vishnu,
Vishnu
Padaya,
Padaya
Krishna,
Krishna
Prasthaya,
Prasthaya
Bhutale,
Bhutale
Srimate,
Srimate
Bhakti,
Vedanta,
Vedanta,
Nami,
Nami,
Iti,
Iti,
Nami,
Nami,
Sri,
Sri,
Nama,
Nama,
Om,
Om,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Padaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Prasthaya,
Prasthaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimati,
Srimati,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Iti, Namine,
Namine,
Sri,
Sri,
Varsha,
Varsha,
Manavi,
Manavi,
Devi,
Devi,
Dai,
Dai,
Daya,
Daya,
Vipa,
Vipa,
Bhai,
Bhai,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Sambandha,
Sambandha,
Vijnana,
Vijnana,
Daini,
Daini,
Prabhavi,
Prabhavi,
Nama,
Nama,
Madhujya,
Madhujya,
Ujjala,
Ujjala,
Himadhya,
Himadhya,
Sri,
Sri,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Anuga,
Bhaktida,
Bhaktida,
Sri,
Sri,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Karuna, Shakti,
Shakti,
Vigra,
Vigra,
Aya,
Aya,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Sute,
Sute,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Vani,
Vani,
Sri,
Sri,
Murtai,
Murtai,
Dina,
Dina,
Tarini,
Tarini,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Anuga,
Virudhya,
Virudhya,
Apa,
Apa,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Danta,
Danta,
Tarini,
Tarini,
Nama,
Nama,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Kisaraya,
Kisaraya,
Sakshat,
Sakshat,
Vairagya,
Vairagya,
Murtai,
Murtai,
Vipra,
Vipra,
Lambha,
Lambha,
Prasam,
Prasam,
Bodhi,
Bodhi,
Padam,
Padam,
Bhujaya,
Bhujaya,
Te,
Te,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Nama,
Nama,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Vinodaya,
Vinodaya,
Sachida,
Sachida,
Nanda,
Nanda,
Namni,
Namni,
Gaura, Gaura,
Gaura,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Saru,
Saru,
Vaya,
Vaya,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Anuga,
Para,
Para,
Ate,
Ate,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Avi, Ava,
Bhume,
Stang,
Stang,
Nidhishtya,
Nidhishtya,
Sajjana,
Sajjana,
Priya,
Priya,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarva,
Sarva,
Oma,
Oma,
Sri,
Sri,
Jagat,
Jagat,
Nathaya,
Nathaya,
Te,
Te,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Vancha,
Vancha,
Kalpa,
Kalpa,
Taru,
Taru,
Vascha,
Vascha,
Kripa,
Kripa,
Sindhu,
Sindhu,
Vae,
Vae,
Vacha,
Vacha,
Pati,
Pati,
Tana,
Pava,
Nibhya,
Nibhya,
Vaishna,
Vaishna,
Vibhya,
Vibhya,
Nama,
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 pancha,
pancha,
tatyak,
tatya,
makam,
makam,
krishnang,
krishnang,
bhakta,
bhakta,
rupa,
rupa,
saru,
saru,
pakam,
pakam,
bhaktya,
bhaktya,
vataram,
vataram,
bhaktyakhyam,
bhaktyakhyam,
namami,
namami,
bhakta,
bhakta,
shaktikam,
shaktikam,
Nama,
Nama,
Maha,
Maha,
Pada,
Pada,
Naya,
Naya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Prima,
Prima,
Pada,
Pada,
Yati,
Yati,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
Namni,
Namini,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Tishi,
Tishi,
Nama,
Nama,
He,
He,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Karuna,
Karuna,
Sindhu, Dina, Bandho,
Bandho,
Jagat,
Jagat,
Pati,
Pati,
Gopisa,
Gopisa,
Gopika,
Gopika,
Kantya,
Kantya,
Radha,
Radha,
Kantya,
Kantya,
Nama,
Nama,
Sute,
Sute.
Then Jayatam,
Jayatam,
Sridhatu,
Sridhatu,
Panga,
Panga,
Mama,
Mama,
Manda,
Manda,
Mati,
Mati,
Gati,
Mati,
Mat,
Mat,
Sarvashya,
Sarvashya,
Padam,
Padam,
Bhuju,
Bhuju,
Radha,
Radha,
Madana,
Madana,
Moana,
Moana,
Dibya,
Dibya,
Vindya,
Vindya,
Aranya,
Aranya,
Kalpa,
Kalpa,
Dumada,
Dumada,
Srimat,
Srimat,
Ratna,
Ratna,
Gara,
Gara,
Shingha,
Shingha,
Sanastho,
Sanastho,
Sisri,
Sisri,
Radha,
Radha,
Srila,
Srila,
Govinda,
Govinda,
Devo,
Devo,
Prishtha,
Prishtha,
Livi,
Livi,
Seva,
Seva,
Mano,
Mano,
Smarami,
Manam,
Sriman,
Sriman,
Rasa,
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 Rambhi,
Rambhi,
Bangsi,
Bangsi,
Vata,
Vata,
Tata,
Tata,
Sitha,
Sitha,
Karshan,
Karshan,
Venu,
Venu,
Sanai,
Sanai,
Gopi,
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 Natha,
Natha,
Sriye,
Sriye,
Stu,
Stu,
Na, Tapta,
Kanchana,
Gaurangi,
Radhi,
Vrinda, Vane, Shari, Rikha, Vanu, Sute, Devi, Prana, Mami, Hari, Priye, Hare,
Hare
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare,
Hare
Krishna,
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 Hare,
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 Rama,
Rama,
Hare,
Hare,
Rama,
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 Hare,
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 Give me that, yes. Another eight? What do you do?
Krishna, 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 Krishna
Krishna.
This flower and decorate there. Down arm.
Krishna 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 Ram 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 Krishna Krishna Ram Ram Krishna 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 Ram 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 Krishna 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 Ram 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 Krishna 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 Ram 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 Krishna 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 Ram 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 Krishna Krishna
Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Krishna. Finish one, then take one, another in this way, come to this side. Don't cross. Again begin from this, come. Ask Purushottam, he will teach you. Huh?
Devadatta.
Your spiritual name is Devadatta. Devadatta, D-V-A, D-U-T-T-A. Devadatta. Yes.
Grumbling.
So you shall follow all this. You shall follow this restriction. And
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
catch on the ground. Keep it like this. Make a bag. See, I've seen the bag. You can prepare bags like that. You can prepare bag.
You make a big bag.
Big room, I'll light more.
Krishna Krishna Rama Hare Krishna 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 Rama Hare Krishna 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 Rama Hare Krishna 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 Rama Rama Hare
counted 108 beats.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Draupadi had five husbands.
Hare Krishna.
Don't imitate. That's all right. So, so far you are married. Now, Devadatta.
Devadatta, and
a
little son.
And Draupadi. So you just tell them how to accept that. Tell them. Yes? Yes? Yes, you know how. Tell them.
Devadatta Prabhu.
Why not? You are saying all as you should not know. Do.
Devadatta Prabhu, do you promise to take charge of Trupati? Protect her, take care of her.
Tell like him. What he says, he says.
But does he say yes? I ask him and he says yes.
No, he repeat the word, what he said. You say, I Devadatta. You say like this, I Devadatta. See here. Why don't you see here? You say, I Devadatta. You say,
I Devadatta.
I accept you. Draupadi, as my wife.
As my wife?
Yes, I shall take charge of you.
Take charge of
for
your
life.
Your life?
For your comfortable life.
Your comfortable life.
And Krishna consciousness.
And Krishna
you consciousness. You say, I, Draupadi, say, I accept you as my husband, as your wife, to serve you. Why don't you say, to serve you? Everyone should be here. It is a promise. I to serve you, throughout my whole life. There will be no separation in any condition, either in distress or in happiness. We shall live together peacefully for Krishna consciousness. Now change your guard. Yes. Hey. Now you come to this side, you go to that side. Yeah. And you cover the head.
They have a little boy, Dylan.
That's all right. A boy cannot see the marriage of father and mother. That's all right. It is not. And good that boy shall see the marriage of father and mother. Boy is expected to come out after the marriage. So that's all right. Now everything is all right. Now you can take charge of your boy and go home. Yes.
Could we have a name for him?
Your name is Devadatta.
For the boy.
Dhruvananda.
Oh, Dhruvananda.
Hari.
Dhruvananda, yes. Now, your turn. Your father and mother is present. Come here. So you agree to this marriage? Your boy is being married with this girl.
Yes.
So you agree?
Yes.
You like this marriage?
Yes.
You give permission to your boy?
Yes.
That's all. That's all right. So you can say, tell the monkeys.
I call Shekhar. Promise to take charge of you, Vishakha Prabhu.
Oh, the yoga has to be performed. Yoga.
Yes.
Let him take the boy and come again to perform the yoga. Yes.
To take charge of you throughout my life.
To take charge of you throughout my life.
To help you in Krishna consciousness.
To help me in Krishna consciousness.
And there shall never be any separation.
And there will never be any separation.
In distress or happiness.
In distress or happiness.
Do you say that I?
I,
Vishakha.
Vishakha.
Dasi. Promise to be your wife throughout my life.
Promise to be your wife throughout my life.
And to help
serve you.
To serve you.
And to serve you.
Throughout my life. There will be no separation. And we shall live together peacefully in Krishna consciousness, either in distress or in happiness. Now we can change
it.
Change your seat. That have come to the left side. Wife is the left side, husband is the right side. They are one body. Yes. Yes. So, you can bow down to your father and mother. You can go to show your respect to your father and mother. Your father and your mother. Yes. See, you can offer your blessings to them. You offer your blessings to them. Blessings, you offer your blessings. Good way. You are fortunate to have a son like this. Chanting Hare Krishna. Then let us perform this. Chant Hare Krishna. All chant.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare.
Thank you.
But you do not think,
no,
no, you told, but you